Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, July 1, 2020 is Battle of Malvern Hill. The Battle of Malvern Hill, also known as the Battle of Poindexter's Farm, was fought on July 1, 1862, between the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia, led by General Robert E. Lee, and the Union Army of the Potomac under Major General George B. McClellan. It was the final battle of the 7 days' battles during the American Civil War, taking place on a 130-foot, 40-meters, elevation of land known as Malvern Hill, near the Confederate capital of Richmond, Virginia, and just 1 mile, 1.6 kilometers, from the James River. Including inactive reserves, more than 50,000 soldiers from each side took part, using more than 200 pieces of artillery and 3 warships. The 7 days' battles were the climax of the Peninsula Campaign, during which McClellan's Army of the Potomac sailed around the Confederate lines, landed at the tip of the Virginia Peninsula, southeast of Richmond, and struck inland towards the Confederate capital. Confederate General Joseph E. Johnston fended off McClellan's repeated attempts to take the city, slowing Union progress on the peninsula to a crawl. When Johnston was wounded, Lee took command and launched a series of counterattacks, collectively called the 7 days' battles. These attacks culminated in the action on Malvern Hill. The Union's V Corps, commanded by Brigadier General Fitz-John Porter, took up positions on the hill on June 30. McClellan was not present for the initial exchanges of the battle, having boarded the ironclad USS Galena and sailed down the James River to inspect Harrison's Landing, where he intended to locate the base for his army. Confederate preparations were hindered by several mishaps. Bad maps and faulty guides caused Confederate Major General John Magruder to be late for the battle, and excessive caution delayed Major General Benjamin Huger, and Major General Stonewall Jackson had problems collecting the Confederate artillery. The battle occurred in stages: an initial exchange of artillery fire, a minor charge by Confederate Brigadier General Lewis Armistead, and 3 successive waves of Confederate infantry charges triggered by unclear orders from Lee and the actions of Major Gens. Magruder and D.H. Hill, respectively. In each phase, the effectiveness of the Federal artillery was the deciding factor, repulsing attack after attack, resulting in a tactical Union victory. After the battle, McClellan and his forces withdrew from Malvern Hill to Harrison's Landing, where he remained until August 16. His plan to capture Richmond had been thwarted. In the course of 4 hours, a series of blunders in planning and communication had caused Lee's forces to launch 3 failed frontal infantry assaults across hundreds of yards of open ground, unsupported by Confederate artillery, charging toward firmly entrenched Union infantry and artillery defenses. These errors provided Union forces with an opportunity to inflict heavy casualties. In the aftermath of the battle, however, the Confederate press heralded Lee as the savior of Richmond. In stark contrast, McClellan was accused of being absent from the battlefield, a harsh criticism that haunted him when he ran for president in 1864. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:39 UTC on Wednesday, July 1, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Battle of Malvern Hill. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WODD Pod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.